Hey, folks out there, let me know. Did you sell? Did you sell? Did you panic sell when the market was correcting last week? Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about. So often I used to do it, and this is what I want you guys to avoid. You would see, and I would sit on here, and I'd have Jim Cramer, and he's on the screen. I'd have him over here, and these guys over here, and I'm trying to trade like them, and I realize this is stupid. If I went through and just put X amount of money in the S&P 500 20, 30 years ago, I'd have more money than probably in Berkshire Hathaway. So I'm going to explain to you guys today, don't panic sell. Okay, if you're a trader, hopefully you listened to me about a month ago. I'm like, okay, things are pretty frothy. I'd be taking some money off the table. Now, what would I be doing? I might be jumping back in. But this is what happens when people do that. So now when do you jump in? Do you jump in at the level you bought, sold? Or what? That's what you can't chase your tail. So that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. I want you guys to understand how markets correct, how they crash, what causes crashes, and what causes all this stuff. So please let me know. Let me know if you can hear me, okay? Because that's one thing most I want to make sure you guys can do. Because one video I did a couple weeks ago, I was listening to it after the fact, and I was like, man, I sound like I'm in a tin can. So let me know if you guys can hear me and everything is okay out there. So here's what we're looking at in the markets today. So what I want to talk about is, did you sell? If you did, I want to know why. And then we're going to talk about, you know, what you should do this year. You know, did you get some good returns? Are you still holding your positions in Bitcoin? So if you're a new investor, or you just have, you know, 10 bucks a paycheck to invest in, we're going to talk to you today. Folks, my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a mortgage loan advisor. I'm licensed in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico and here. I don't do this for a living. So don't do anything that I talk about in this video. Don't trade on it. Don't invest on it. I'm just doing this for entertainment and educational purposes. But follow along, because my track record so far is pretty darn good, I want to say. So let's get over to this. Let me give you a little bit of tidbits about who I am and what I do. So don't turn the dial. If you're a broker or a realtor out there, you guys know what I do, but my whole goal is to help explain to you guys these markets. And I started doing videos years ago. I used to be on actually Christian radio in Chicago for 15 years. And during COVID, I couldn't do it anymore. I had to basically produce my own stuff and send it in. So what I did is I'm like, okay, let me see if I can podcast this stuff or YouTube it. And all of a sudden it just took off. So that's what I've been doing. So my whole goal here is just to educate you guys. Okay, so I want to explain to you guys, like all the people that were talking about the housing crash of 2008, and it's, you know, this is what's going to happen in the markets over the last 4 or 5 years. We didn't see it. Now you're going to see all kind of people coming out of the woodwork saying, okay, the stock market's going to crash, and here's why. But if you rewind it 2 weeks ago, the agenda they had was push, 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 AI and everything else. So let me walk you through kind of how this stuff works. And think of it as I maybe can be your old mentor. Folks, I'm 60 years old, so take and use my experience in this, in the markets, and mortgage rates, and use it to your benefits. And if you need my assistance, if you're a homeowner looking to refinance or buy, I'll give you my information at the end of this video. So let's get over to some of these things, that the terms, I guess, that a lot of people talk about. So you keep hearing, you know, the crash thing. At this point, if you hear the word crash, I don't know what you think, but I'm like, okay, it's just a farce, because, you know, so many people are saying the housing market's going to crash in 2022, 3, 4, 5, now we're going into 6. And now the narrative now is this stock market's going to crash. So let's explain this. Here's kind of the duration of pullbacks that you see. And I'll phrase them like this is actually how I reference them. I look at a pullback is like up to about 10%. It's some volatility. A correction, short-term correction, is going to be about 10 to 20%. A bear market, you're going to go a little further than that, you know, up to 20% or more. And then a crash, to me, is, I always thought 40, 50, 60%, because I lived through the 2000 crash. I lived through the 2008 crash. So those are nothing like these times. And I don't care what people come out and tell you about those things. I'll let you know. Trust me. I'll let you know if the markets are going to crash. I'll be getting out. I might even sell my home if I think real estate's going to completely crash. But I don't think so. So let's get over to what has happened. So over the last 20 years, I want to look at the S&P 500. What that is, that's the top 500 companies in America. Okay, so you take those and you invest in them. Okay, that's what I highly suggest. I used to tell my kids, get into Berkshire Hathaway. But if you don't like Berkshire Hathaway because you're like, it's too expensive or whatever, just dollar cost average. Put in every month or every paycheck you get, put a little bit of money into this. I'm going to show you over time how this really, you're going to make some money. So what happened over the last time periods where there was, let's say, crashes, bear markets, or corrections? Well, the global crisis 2007 to 2009 was terrible. The stock market dropped 60% right there here. Housing prices dropped 60%. So if you had any assets, you got clobbered. That's a crash. Then when you start seeing, well, stock market's up 30, 40, 50%, now it's down 3 and everybody's, that's good, it's going to crash. No, it's not going to crash. There has to be fundamentals for the crash. So then you go through and let's say these other ones, you had a 16% correction here. It was a global crisis and the Euro debt crisis that lasted. That was kind of like a blip in the radar. The U.S. downgraded, the debt was downgraded in 2011. Markets lost 20%. Okay, in a blip through there is a correction. You go all the way down through here, and here's what we're seeing. You know, during COVID, there was a time where the market corrected 34%. Same thing in 2022. Most of these markets ended up for the year. The S&P 500 was up 2 years in a row over 25%. So if you get out at the wrong time, you know, you can't time the market. I guess that's the best way I'm putting it. Here's just what happened this year. Okay, so this is the S&P 500. People are going to say, okay, it had a huge correction last week. Oh my goodness, the world's ending. Well, here's the numbers. Okay, so if you see, we started out the beginning of the year, if you had, I think this is like $60,000 or so, you lost money right out of the gate. And then we had Liberation Day. And this is kind of when everything went crazy. Okay, you had cryptocurrencies and everything just skyrocketed. And this is what we're seeing in the market. We're all the way up to here. Okay, it's a huge move up. Okay, and then you have, this is what just recently happened. And everybody's now saying, oh my God, the market's going to crash. Folks, we're still way up from where we were. I think we might even still have a 14 or 15% gain this year as it ends, even with this correction that we have through here. So let's go back to one other section that I want to talk about. Usually what happens with a crash and a correction, and the reason why I want to explain these things to you is this also works in real estate or Bitcoin or any other widget, I guess I'll say. So hey Mason, thanks for joining today. So here's what happens with a correction or a crash. You tell me. I'm not going to come out and tell you guys what we're in. I'll give you the tools and you let me know what you guys think we're in right now. I'd love a little participation. Even just give me a thumbs up if you guys don't mind. The typical correction, repricing. Here's what's happening. Let me know if there's a check mark next to any of these. We'll go through these. If we're in a correction or a crash. Okay. Repricing of interest rate expectations. The Fed begins more or less aggressive. Check. Yeah, that's happening right now. Valuations cooling down after strong bull run. Yeah, the AI run is every day. It's like a flip of a coin. So we're going to go yes right there. Let's go to the next one. Short-term growth scares or geopolitical headlines. We'll give that a double check. How about we say that? Sector rotation. Yes, people were moving. Remember, people were saying start moving into small caps. That's going to capitalize the most. You're getting rotation in the market. So every one of these are correct, you know, or checked off. The crash, deep recession. No, we're not there. We still have positive GDP in the jobs numbers. Unemployment rate still below 5. That's a full jobs market. And then you have even compensation, wage growth that's in the economy. And then based on whatever employment numbers you look at, there might be employment numbers growing and there might be employment numbers starting to teeter off. Systematic leverage problems, housing bubble. You can say, well, yeah, there's a housing bubble, I guess. Bank stresses. Well, it depends on which news channel you watch on that. So, you know, maybe one-off shocks, global lockdown like COVID. I don't see that. Loss of confidence in financial systems. Yeah, maybe. Yep. So I'll say no, yeah, maybe, no, maybe versus all yeses. Here's where we are. Okay. So the fundamentals we have today, again, I'll just reiterate it right through here. GDP, positive. Unemployment, good. Inflation, higher than the Fed wants. Yes, that's everybody's admitting that. But they're saying this most likely is a one-off and it'll balance over the next year or two. And they're still expecting their long-term inflation rate to be at 2%. So is it going to be there? I don't think it'll be there next year. But, you know, at least if we stay stagnant, it's a win. Federal Reserve and interest rate path. Here's my projections for next year, and I'll give you the whys, and it'll kind of correlate with mortgage rates. What's going to happen next year, and this will also be positive for the equity markets, and I'll explain why, is you're going to have one Fed official, he's resigning, and he's actually taking early retirement. And then we have the Fed chairman, Powell, his term is up in May. So you're going to have two Fed officials being placed by basically Trump appointees. You know how they stand on rates. So don't bet against where the markets are going to take us, the Federal Reserve. So the Federal Reserve is going to be in an aggressive cutting mode next year. So what we have to really focus in on, and this is across the board. I don't care if you're looking at equities, you're looking at real estate, you're a mortgage advisor, realtor trying to figure all this out, or you're a homeowner. You know, my rate's going to go up. Is home prices going to, what are they going to do? So let's look at what the projections most likely are. And I don't know if I have it down through here. There's other tax benefits to some of these tax codes that we have right through here. Here's what we're looking at. Okay. So the base camp that I'm looking at right now is this, and then we'll go through the check marks again. And folks, one of the reasons I do this, again, is I'm a mortgage advisor. So if you're out there anywhere in the country, any, you know, one of the 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, I'd love to help you. I've been doing this for over 35 years. I'm a mortgage advisor and loan officer. And my slogan is one application, one credit pool, and we'll compare your loan with over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? I'll give you all my information later, or check out a lot of my other videos or my YouTube channel. But let's get over to see where it's the most logical outcome. And I always say that because I don't want you to think it in, I don't want to say this in a bad way, in your bubble, okay? Think the most logical, not what you want, okay? So let's get over to this. The base camp is what they're telling us here. I hope you can see this on your screen. Let me try to see if I can pull it up a little bit more. Moderate growth, low rates, most likely. This is my most likely outcome that I'm coming up with. GDP stays positive. I'm saying it's going to stay there. Unemployment drifts a little bit higher, but remains manageable. I'm saying we're going to stay below 5%, which again, 5% is the threshold of full employment or not. So basically the Federal Reserve, if you don't know why and what they do, they were created for two things. One was to keep inflation in check. It's obvious on that. And then the other one was to keep the jobs market at full employment. And basically what they deem as full employment is anything less than 5%. So that's where I'm saying we're going to stay there as well. Inflation grinds down, allowing the Fed to cut carefully. Now, this is where I think we're going to go as well. Here's my expectations, especially with a lot of news we're getting today. If the Ukraine-Russian war ends, there's going to be a flood or additional oil available, and that's going to really drift oil prices lower. So we've been watching oil prices, or if you're new to following me, I follow oil a lot because it's a huge inflationary piece. Now, I think it was JP Morgan, somebody out came out today and said there's a possibility that oil prices can break $40 a barrel into the 40s. Even if it can stay at in the 50 ranges, we were at 90 during COVID. Remember when gas prices were $5, $6 a barrel or a gallon? We're like, you know, we're pretty low now. We're at $57, $8 a barrel. So almost half of where we were. So if we can stay there, that data there, that will drive down the inflation numbers. Okay, so that's one big piece of this. The other piece of this is the housing equivalent for rents. That makes up 40% of the inflation numbers. That's expected to go down, maybe negative. So you're going to have two big components. And then the tariffs, still going to be, we don't know if they're going to be deemed legal or illegal. My thoughts are they're going to be deemed illegal. The administration's already probably got plans in place to you know, bring back 80% of those or somewhere in that range. So it'll be a hiccup. They'll come up with a plan. It'll be a short-term little blip. Maybe take that advantage of that if you're a trader out there or you're monitoring mortgage rates. So these are the things that we're going to monitor. But the biggest thing I want to look at is, you know, where the unemployment numbers are going to go. These numbers are all over the map. So, you know, we really don't know where these numbers are going to go. So a lot of these numbers are going to come in tomorrow as well. So I'll be live in the morning showing you guys how these, you know, the markets open up. I won't be live. I'm sorry. I'll be posting a video tomorrow morning, basically, you know, when all these numbers get posted, because these numbers we're going to get tomorrow on the economic calendar, I'll put it my closing bell today, could be a huge market mover tomorrow one way or another. But inflation grinds down, Federal Reserve cuts rates. That's where we were. I don't think inflation's going to run out of control. I just think the energy prices, tariffs offsetting our national debt as a percentage of things that they monitor, that's going to be okay. That's my thought. You can give me any grief or any of your thoughts down below. Mortgage rates gradually move lower, supporting housing. We're seeing, as soon as rates, you can even quote a rate at 5.99, our phones light up. I mean, it's crazy. 6.25, 5.99, boof. You know, the business just lights up. Let me know if you're a loan officer out there or a realtor. As soon as your buyer sees that rate, it's like, okay, it's time to look at some of these things. You might even qualify for a rate in the fives, believe it or not, without paying a lot of fees and everything else like that. You know, many times I go over how mortgage rates really work. Equity markets could deliver mid-single to single, high single digits annual returns. With the market, the S&P right now, the average return on the S&P is, I think it was 14%. So you're going to see the S&P stock, the market's up this year, again, another 14 to maybe 20% in the S&P. That's my most logical outcome. Other ones, you know, we break into a terrible recession, earnings plummet, unemployment rate spikes. Don't think that's going to happen. And then the soft landing, I just think it's going to be choppy times. Think of it this way. President Trump, however you feel about him, how do you think he wants his legacy to go down? That's all I want to tell you guys. So in real estate, in equities, he's not going to want the markets to crash during his term. He's going to want record highs, everything. Don't fight the curve. That's all I'm trying to say. Okay, so long-term takeaway with this. Here's what I think. Just don't, if you're an investor like myself, don't wiggle through these bubbles. Let's go over to this. We created a stock portfolio. I hope you joined me when we did these. We created a stock portfolio, and here is what it is. We named it the Rate Update, and it's on Yahoo Finance. I don't know if I can share this, but so here's what it is. If you look at this, we started most of these positions about in May of this year. Okay, I can go down through each one of these. Some are good, some are bad. This is that Bitcoin one. I don't know if you remember. This was up like 160 or 180%. We're still up a little bit of money, but I didn't sell any. I actually sold just a couple thousand because I needed a down payment on my daughter's something for my daughter's wedding. So I had to sell a little bit, but not much. So here's what our overall return is. Even with what happened last week and the week before, we're still up 11.5% on the year. We just started this thing in May. So you can see some of the returns. Some are great, some are terrible, some are whatever. But even if you just look at like the S&P 500, I think it's the IVV, if I'm thinking that's right, IVV. Yeah, S&P 500. It's, you know, we bought that when? We bought that in 8, okay? We just came off that big correction. We're still up 5% or 4%, 5%, okay? So it wasn't, it's like, not like people are losing bazillions of dollars. So don't watch the markets. Don't try to trade it unless you're a trader. If you're a trader, I don't know how to help you. I don't have all the technology that you guys have. My whole concern is just to help you understand it's time in the market, not trying to time the market. So that's it. If you guys have any questions for me, I'd love to answer anything that you guys might have, but this is the stock portfolio that we created. But my whole goal was to just come out here and ask you guys, did you panic sell? Did you get back in? Because we're almost probably right back to where we were. So if you sold, didn't get back in, waiting for the, you know, to rally a little more and then jump back in, you did exactly what those traders on Wall Street want you to do because they're making money on all this volatility. So I hope you learned something today. That was my Stock Talk Tuesday for today, and I hope you didn't sell. What we're looking at to go into 2026 is basically, I'm thinking the markets in the equity markets, they're going to be up. I don't think they'll be up double digits. I think we might have an 8 or 9% handle on the overall S&P. Could be wrong. And I'm thinking mortgage rates. I'm still going in Q1 of next year as my rate threshold is being 5.99 to 6.375. If you want to figure out what your kind of rate you qualify for, or could you refinance and qualify for, join me each day on that I come out, because I talk to you guys about exactly what's going on with mortgage rates and the whys behind it. So thanks for joining me today, folks. I hope you learned a little bit of something about stocks, bonds, and cryptocurrencies. Remember, I am not a stock advisor, trader, or whatever. I'm just a mortgage loan officer out here. And if you're trying to figure out what I do, that slogan we have, it's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to 30 other lenders. How do we do that? Well, let me show you. So here's what we do. We get you approved at the bank I work at. They actually provide me a license in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. But the cool thing is we're set up with over 30 other lenders. So once we get you approved, we just go to our database. We scan through all the banks where we can work with, and we're making sure we can get you the lowest rate and the lowest fees in the business. So check it out. Our website's right through here. Otherwise, join me later each day, and I do a closing bell video as well to explain to you guys what the heck's going on with mortgage rates and the why.